Local sports is being brought to you today by Vision West and by First Bank. State wrestling held over the weekend in Casper. And for the Powell Panthers, Star Valley just too much as the Braves ended up winning their 24th championship in their history. 244 points, Douglas in second at 198, Worland in third at 168.5, and the Powell Panthers finishing in fourth at 158.5. Colton Nicholson from Powell High School had all pins in his state tournament as he won the 106-pound class. Seth Horton finished up his season at 37-3 with the state championship at 152. Bo Deercorn taking second place at 170, while Carson Olson also adding a second at 220. And taking fourth place was Logan Werner at 113. At 145 pounds, Riley Bennett added a fifth, while Matt Seckman also a fifth at 182. Dallas Oliver helped Powell in scoring, taking a sixth at 285. For the Panthers, it was the final match coached by Nate Erbach, the head coach of the Panthers, who ended up with a Hall of Fame career at Powell High School, and also coming to Powell out of Grable with a successful program there as he finished up his coaching career at Powell High School for the Panther wrestlers. Moorcroft took the 2A championship, outdistancing Lovell, who took second place. And there's controversy in the 4A scoring. Green River was told they won the championship, got on the bus and went home, found out they didn't. Kelly Walsh ended up with the championship. Green River officials are meeting with Wyoming High School Activities Association today. Panther basketball from over the weekend. They finished up the regular season with a matchup at Lovell. For the Panther boys, they had a four-point lead going into the fourth quarter, but they were completely decimated by the Lovell Bulldogs as they were outscored 23-10 in that fourth quarter as the Bulldogs won on senior night 53-44. The Panthers got 17 from Landon Langfelder and 11 points from Mason Marchant. Lovell was led by Zeke Newman, who finished with 13 points. In the girls' game, the Panther girls, half their wins have come against Lovell, and they were playing for the third time. Powell already with two wins against the Lovell Bulldogs previously, but this time it was all Lovell as they pounded on the Panthers 40-18. As the Panthers' lead scorer was Rose Graff with 6 points. Jordan Woodford for Lovell finished with 11 points as the Bulldogs ended up taking over that number 3 seed. So, the Panther girls will open up with Mountain View, the top seed out of the Southwest, coming up this Thursday in Lyman beginning at 9 a.m. Well, the Panther boys will play right after that. Powell getting a number 3 seed. They'll take on the number 2 seed out of the Southwest, Big Piney. A rematch of a game from a couple weeks ago where Big Piney came from behind in the final 4 seconds to beat the Panthers. Those games starting up with our pregame show about 8:45 right here on KPOW. We're back with more after this.